Jeremiah chapter 17. The sin of Judah is written with an iron implement and inscribed with the point of a diamond on the tablet of their heart and on the horns of their altars. Even their children think about their altars and their Asherim by the green trees on the high hills, on the mountains and in the open fields. I will give your wealth and all your treasures for plunder, including your high places, because of the sin that permeates all your territory. You yourself will lose your heritage that I gave you. I will cause you to serve your enemies in a land that you do not know. For you have kindled a fire in my anger that will burn forever. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in human beings and makes human flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. For he will be like a bush in the desert, and will not see good even when it comes, but will inhabit parched places in the desert and uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, and whose confidence is in the Lord. That one will be like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out its roots by the river. It will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will remain green. It will not be concerned in the year of drought. It will not fail to produce fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and incurably sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the mind and test the heart, to give everyone according to their ways, according to the fruit of their actions. As the partridge that sits on eggs she did not lay, so is one who gets riches unjustly. In midlife they will desert him, and at the end of his life he will be a fool. A glorious throne set on high from the beginning, so is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you will be put to shame. They who depart from you will be recorded in the dust, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living water. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise. See how they say to me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it happen now. As for me, I have not hurried away from being your shepherd, neither have I desired the day of disaster. You know everything that came from my lips. It is before your face. Do not be a terror to me. You are my refuge in the day of disaster. Let them be put to shame who persecute me, but may I not be put to shame. Let them be dismayed, but may I not be dismayed. Bring on them the day of disaster, and destroy them with double destruction. This is what the Lord said to me. Go and stand in the gate of the people, by which the kings of Judah enter and leave, and in all the gates of Jerusalem. Tell them, hear the word of the Lord, you kings of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, who enter by these gates. This is what the Lord says. Be careful not to carry a load of goods on the Sabbath day, or bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Do not carry a load of goods out of your houses on the Sabbath, or do any work, but keep the Sabbath holy, as I commanded your forefathers. But they did not listen or pay attention, but became stiff-necked and refused to listen or receive instruction. If you listen carefully to me, says the Lord, and do not bring any load of goods through the gates of this city on the Sabbath, but keep the Sabbath holy by not doing any work on it, then kings and priests sitting on the throne of David will enter in by the gates of this city, riding in chariots and on horses, they, their officials, the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. This city will remain forever. They will come from the towns of Judah and places around Jerusalem, from the land of Benjamin and from the Shephelah western foothills and the hill country, and from the Negev, bringing burnt offerings, sacrifices, grain offerings, frankincense, and thank offerings to the house of the Lord. But if you will not listen to me to keep the Sabbath holy, and not carry loads of goods entering at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath, then I will kindle a fire in its gates, and it will devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it will not be extinguished. Jeremiah chapter 17.